Pro-life advocate Dan Becker is unwavering when he talks about the importance of the bill.
A fetus can feel pain, and we should be talking about the rights of the fetus equally to the rights of the mother. As long as we do so equally in a balanced way, we're okay.
Becker is president of Georgia Right to Life and supports the original House version, but he finds the Senate's amendment to include a medical futile clause troubling. Becker refers to that as a eugenic policy if a medically futile diagnosis is left up to one doctor.
Not all medically futile pregnancies that are, quote, diagnosed incompatible with life are in fact so. Those are misdiagnoses in 9% of the cases on ultrasound being read wrong.
The incompatible to life phrasing is part of the language that drastically changed the bill from its original House version. As in other states, Georgia lawmakers have wrestled over abortion legislation since 1989. That's when the Supreme Court let stand a Missouri statute stating that human life begins at conception. This allowed states to pass tighter and tighter restrictions regarding abortion. Dan Becker is remaining optimistic lawmakers will take that into consideration.
We have been the veteran of many of these sessions, and it sometimes comes down to the wee hours of the morning. I have every hope that the Senate is, in fact, pro-life and will accept the House position.
Thursday is the final day of the legislative session. Rose Scott, WABE News.